Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Full Force Live special brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. And we are celebrating 5K still. Like, this is one of those, I'm one of those people that will, well, I'm not one of those people, but I'm treating this exercise like one of those people who celebrates their birthday month as opposed to just their birthday. So, yes, to commemorate the fact that we reached 5K subs, 5,000, that is, not just five. That would be funny if we just every five subs, we did another celebration. I might actually do that. To celebrate that, we are doing my top five most wanted classified kind of figures. And yesterday we did, to celebrate the actual moment that we ticked over to 5,000, we did my top five most wanted Joes. And tonight we're doing my top five most wanted, I would say Cobras, but it's a bit of a mixture of factions, isn't it? So we'll just say bad guys, even though all the branding says Cobra. You know, that's how I roll. Anyway, cheers. It's a little ghosty. I think I've shown this before. A little cute ghosty. Look at his little face. Amazing. Anyway, yes, hope everyone's doing well tonight. We're going to get stuck into some of my favourites. If you've seen the avatar, what do you call it? The thumbnail, not the avatar. If you've seen the thumbnail for today's episode, I have once again bait and switched the crap out of you guys, knowing fully well that a lot of people want both Heat and Night Vipers. I thought I'd put those on the cover, but they're not in my top five. Spoiler alert. However, I would have to say that they are definitely up there. There's a few that are kind of didn't make it, but we'll do a similar thing that we did yesterday and we'll get your top fives afterwards. And then I'll talk through them all and we'll get a gauge of what's going on. You don't have to put them in yet. Don't put your top five Cobras in just yet in the comments, because I just won't be able to get to every single one. Let's do that at the end when I pose that question. But first of all, let's get stuck in, because we've got five things to deal with, right? I ain't afraid of no tea, because it's a ghost. Right. 5K subs, top five Cobras. And yes, as I said before, the Heat Viper and Night Viper do not feature tonight, but I imagine they'll feature in the comments. I also would probably like to point out that I would love these two figures as well in the classified series. They just seem they do seem like they're going to find the line eventually. Like, I feel like they're going to actually happen. Do you know what I mean? Ryan's like, wait, you got another 5,000 since yesterday? No, that would be a top 10 I'd be doing then. No, we're still on 5K. Heavyfoot, Lightfoot's evil twin. No, Jeremy, but that's a good idea. Right, let's talk, not Cobra for my first factional choice, number five. I'm going to go with I think the only army builder. No, that's not true. There are two army builders in this list, right? I think. And then three sort of major characters. That should give a lot away, actually. But the two army builders actually are interesting, because they fall into different formats. And what I mean by formats, you know how I've broken everything down into, you know, like, make it so that this could be a deluxe, or this could be a single release, or this could be, you know, a figure and pet, and so on and so forth. I've kind of mixed it up a little bit again. Well, guess what, Ryan, as you just posted that, guess what number five is? Amazing. It's the Iron Grenadiers Targat. And I went this direction, but I know it's a bit of a cheat because it's not really Cobra, but it's enemy factions, okay? Let's just say enemy factions. And they're sort of Cobra through Destro, when Destro isn't in fighting with Cobra Commander and Serpentor and that lot. Sort of works in some, at some point it was all kind of congealed together. But anyway, Targat. Now, this was another one, actually, I think, in that fateful trip to the United States when I was a little, and I remember getting this one on card and being really excited, not only for the Iron Grenadiers specificity, which I think I knew about Iron Grenadiers at that point. In fact, I think I picked up an Iron Grenadier off the car, off the peg that year as well. It was 89, I believe. And I know if they came out earlier than that, they were just still sitting on the pegs. And it's not like there was shelf warming either, or peg warming. Like, they just, some of them were carried over into that year. They were discontinued, like, you know, possibly the following year afterwards. So depending on how successful they were, they'd get second runs at it. So it wasn't just the fact they were sitting there, no one's buying them. No, in actual fact, it was the opposite for a lot of these. I know Storm Shadow was a very popular figure, the 88 Storm Shadow. So he got a couple of years on pegs. Ed says, cheesy bags. I missed last night's live because I'm old and fell asleep. Or did I just go on for too long, Ed? Probably did, didn't I? Jeremy says, perfect base for Creator Cobra. Well, I guess it is, isn't it? But before we get to anything like that, I have to say that the Targat was one of those ones that I was just enamored with. I was really... there was a couple of things that stood out to me, though. I was definitely one of those people that got a little bit kind of, not confused, but sometimes disappointed. But you know when, like, the helmets didn't really make sense to what the card art was showing you? I remember trying to push that visor down to show the eyes sticking out. Like the little, how it is on this one, where you've got like almost like a gold faceplate, which again, look at the figure and look at the card art. Couldn't be further from that, really, could it? It is completely different. And so I remember actually with this particular figure just being like, trying to push that visor down like forcefully and being like, it must go down. Like, it's showing the eyes and the card eye. It must do that. No, it didn't. And I didn't break it, thankfully. I think I just got the hint that it wasn't doing what it said on the tin. But the figure anyway was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And I was really blown away by how cool it was. And the extra kind of elements to it, the features that it came with, that huge backpack kind of like mini shuttle almost. I mean, it was so beautifully done. And the little wings that would come out when you moved them, like they would go out at the same time. They're on that kind of like inside, they're on that kind of like cog system, aren't they? And they kind of open at the same time. Really nice. Oh, Alley Viper was the same situation, Scott. In fact, yeah, I lost my train of thought when I was talking about that and forgot to give another example, and the Alley Viper was exactly that. So, yeah, there were issues with when the card art didn't really depict what the figure was doing, and this was definitely the case, and so was Alley Viper, absolutely. So, thank you, Paul. Yeah, 1989 Target, yep, and Countdown. I got Countdown at the same time as well, Ryan. Yeah, and I loved Countdown. Oh my God. Like, I even kept, you know, like I would cut the file cards out and I would throw the rest away. Foolishly, I know, but I would cut the file cards out. But with Countdowns, I cut it so that it kept the instructions on the other side. So it's the only card I have that has like a weird taller section that I folded over so that I could store it with the rest of my cards. But yeah, I'm gonna have to dig those out at some point and show you guys the stack of cards from my childhood, and we'll be able to go through exactly what I had as a kid, because it was without fail the only ones I didn't manage to get hold that I didn't manage to clip were some of the ones that were on the bigger boxes, because I really liked the boxes and keeping them pristine. Not so much the cards though. I don't know why. Like, because the card art is glorious. And it was a regret of mine where I didn't just chuck the bubbles away and keep the card back fully. But yeah, it was that kind of almost like you're kind of like almost peer pressured by marketing into clipping and collecting, filing in your own files, cutting it out. And once you've done that and you've ripped the thing anyway, taking the bubble off, it almost didn't matter about the artwork behind it at the end. But it's sacrilegious, I know. And I regret not keeping the full 100% of the card. Didn't care about the bubble, obviously, that can melt. But like the actual card, I wish I'd kept the card backs in full. Would have been a really nice little collection as well. Anyway, so yeah, again, the features, incredible. And like, you know, the little kind of gold kind of laser blaster that clips to his wrist was really fun as well. And then the hose going into the other kind of... little kind of like side piece as well, which I Did that clip? I think it clipped to his side, didn't it? To his thigh? I vaguely remember that, but I might be misremembering. Did the actual hose connected side piece clip to him? I feel like it did, and I can't remember off the top of my head now. And now, having said it, I'm like, did it though? I just want to double check that before I move any further. Yeah. Target has a side piece. Yeah, he does, you dirtbag. I could be completely. I was off base. I don't think he does clip to his side. I remember though. Sorry. Anyway, that's a good point actually, because I think going forward and with Classified, because that's what we're talking about here, Most Wanted Classified, it would be pretty cool if that side piece. I know I keep saying side piece. I'm kind of doing it jokingly now, but if that side piece actually kind of like affixed to his thigh or something, I think that would be really cool. And then you know you've got that added element where he could just tuck his arms in and just go, you know, stratospheric. And also loved the, I've got to admit, I absolutely adore, bloody hell, Matt. I know I said bloody hell, Matt, and it sounded like I said helmet, but Matt O'Brien, thank you so much for the ridiculous, that's crazy, man. Thank you so much. Happy Wednesday, Chris and Double Effers. I'm sorry, I've not been around as often as I'd like, but work has been busy. Congratulations on the 5K subs. Your content has always been something I look forward to. Thank you for all you do for the community. It sounds like I'm one of those people that kind of puts on like youth groups or like coaches the local basketball team. No, I really appreciate that, Matt. That's so kind of you. Ridiculously generous. Ed as well. You've done it as well. What is wrong with you guys? You're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. Thank you so, so, so much. That's really kind. First of all, Matt O'Brien, thank you. You're too kind. Thank you very much. And Ed, 5K subs. Hell yeah. This channel and the community here are my favorite thing about collecting G.I. Joe right now. Thanks to you and Pat for keeping it full force fun. Thank you, Ed, for the, again, for everybody in the comments as well. But thank you very much for that, Ed. That's very, very kind of you. And it's very much appreciated. I hope you guys realize how much I do appreciate this. Not even just the super chats. I'm just going to completely palm off the fact that you guys have just given us loads of moolah. But no, like just in general, the support for the channel is great and we really, really appreciate it. But thank you, Matt, and thank you, Ed. That is very kind of you. And this happened yesterday as well. And again, it was Fearcore and Hydrus. So massive shout out to you guys for going the extra mile. That's no pressure on anyone else. Please do not feel any pressure to, you know, to keep up with this. I just appreciate everything very much. So thank you very much. All right, moving on. Thanks, Matt and Ed. That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, so with Targat, I think Classified-wise, I think it would just be next level. Again, a little kind of cool blue secondary strap kind of web gear across the body. A very simple build. So I don't think you'd have to really make a lot of new stuff, honestly. The legs, I feel like we have those legs. I feel like we have like Viper legs and all sorts of legs that sort of follow that structure. And you could easily, if you're going to have to make it from scratch and very like not really use a lot of existing tooling, also very cool, because it would be a brand new figure. And you know, I think every figure deserves to have something unique going on. With this one though, it would probably be the helmet, it would probably be the secondary, and then the weapons and the backpack. I'm not so sure we'd need a lot more else, honestly, but if they did, then fantastic, then great. Thank you very much, guys, for the lovely comments as well. That's really, really kind of everyone. Thank you, Paisano. Who mentioned that Ed says Targat Deluxe for sure. Well, okay, we'll keep that in the deluxe area, the deluxe conversation. I'm not so sure it needs to be. I think the backpack's pretty big, obviously it is, but I don't think you need to go too crazy. Like, you've only got two side pieces, basically. I keep saying side pieces, and I'm doing it on purpose now. But you don't, those side pieces are very minimal. I did it again. The one hose, maybe do that little kind of like, maybe I even have that gold kind of laser blaster. Maybe have that connect like a little plug into his arm rather than a clip, just for, you know, just to make it kind of cool and a little extra. But yeah, I don't think it, I think you could get away with that being a, you know, a single standard release, but I digress. I was going to pop this one in a multi-pack of troops because I think that would be kind of fun. Plus, you could do two regular Targats and one repainted. You know, that kind of, I should have put it on screen and I should have done a three, like a group of three, because that was kind of what I was getting at. but the version two is pretty damn cool, right? And it's literally gold and purple. And the what I think would be really cool would to be to do a kind of three-pack multi-pack, have this lad as the kind of Targat commander or Targat officer, and then have these, like, have two of the regular kind of blue and black and red ones as the his side pieces. Get it? I just keep using the word side piece because I can't think of any other words. But I think that would be great. I think having that having that as a troop builder option, and even just a two pack, let's just say two pack. Yeah. Like if you're not feeling the golden purple, if you're not feeling the Lakers Targat from the Star Brigade, then we could just do a troop builder two pack and have two Targats in it. And that would be wicked, I think. Now I also understand that, you know, when people want to army build these, sometimes it might help to be in a two pack. Sometimes people just want them as single jobs, and you know, that's probably cheaper a lot of the time, isn't it? But like I say, for those that just wanted to buy one set or a couple of sets and have four of them, then there you go. That was my mind, where my mind was going. A little troop builder two pack or a cool three pack with a commander in that other deco for the Targat. Right. So that's number five. We're gonna get into number four next. And like, because I do this, so not last minute, I have been thinking about this since yesterday. Don't get me wrong. I was actually writing the list of five Cobra ones out as I was doing, as I was just about to go live with the Joe ones. And they moved around quite often, quite a lot, actually. Thank you, Chris. There's another super chat. Thank you, Chris G. That's very kind of you, mate. These videos cheer me up every time and is way cheaper than therapy. I appreciate that very much. I'm also probably definitely nowhere near as good as therapy. If you need therapy, definitely go and get therapy, because I this is not a we are certainly not that. This channel is not a replacement. But thank you, Chris G. That's really kind of you, bud. And very much appreciated again. Thank you, guys. Really, that's you guys are crazy. Thank you. Do what the Star Wars line does and put Targat and Voltar in a two pack, says Ryan. Actually, that's kind of fun. Scott says Targat as Target exclusive. So I think Ryan said that as well earlier. Before I actually went into Targat as well, just before I showed it off. Anyway, Jeremy's saying four is monkey wrench, calling it now. Funnily enough, no. There aren't any. Yes, there are. Yes, there is. Okay, there is a Dreadnought on here, but not. It's going to get. It probably won't take you by surprise. If you know me in any way, shape, or form, it won't take you by surprise. But let's go to the next one, which is at number four. I've forgotten who it is. No, I think I know. I believe it's the big one. Yeah, it's the big. It's the big man. In number four, it's Battle Armor Cobra Commander or Cobra Commander with battle armor. Now, this is a really cool and fun opportunity, right? It doesn't have to be Cobra Commander as Cobra Commander, does it? It doesn't have to be the Deke Cobra Commander, for example. We could be looking here at them doing Fred 7, but calling it Cobra Commander because, you know, he was at least cheating the entire time. So there's an opportunity that Classified could homage some even more fun and cool, kind of history here. And we could get a helmet that is removable and reveals a Fred 7 head. And the beauty part about that is you could buy a couple of these just for the head, Kitty said, and you could probably put them on, and hopefully if they had any sense about them whatsoever, they would try and make them compatible at least with the Crimson Guard of many different versions of, so that you could have little Fred heads on your Crimson Guards. Or they could reuse the head later on for some sort of Crimson Guard helmetless kind of figure, or like a pack of Crimson Guards. I think that would be really fun. The other thing you could kind of do is you could do this Cobra Commander with two Crimson Guards and three Fred heads in that set. How much fun would that be? And you could do it like a PulseCon or an SDCC sort of set. Now, I know you're probably thinking, yeah, but we've got like a million Crimson Guards. What, you couldn't really do much different with them. And that is a very good point. So maybe this is an opportunity that has passed because of that, because I can't see them doing another Crimson Guard. I can't see them bringing another Crimson Guard, unless it's the Shadow Guard, in which case, how about that? These things just come to me as I'm talking about them, as you might have noticed. So you could do a Cobra Commander with two Shadow Guards, which would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Two all black, basically, if you're not sure what a Crimson Shadow Guard is. But yes, that would be absolutely cool, actually. But by the by, this, I think we could get away with a single standard release Cobra Commander with this one, right? Doesn't have to be deluxe, doesn't have to be fancy, could still come with an alternate head, not a problem, or just a removable helmet. And I think I lean towards removable helmet because I think it would look really cool, and also to line up with the eyes and all that kind of, I think it would just be really, really cool. Gary says, did I miss something? Are they releasing these? No, I'm literally just doing my top five most wanted. Just look at the text on the video. That should help. Crimson Guard Immortal is a good shout, actually, Mr. Cheeseburger. That is a very good point, actually. That is a really good point. Crimson Guard Immortal could work with Cobra Commander Battle Armor, couldn't it? In any case, I'm going to stick with my plan to just bring this out as a standard release in the four, because again, he doesn't necessarily need a lot of stuff. Just the, you know, the backpack, the kind of weird pistol thing, and of course the removable helmet and mouthpiece, kind of like little hose mouthpiece. Where's Mantooth? I don't know why that happened in my head, but it did. So I guess if they needed to do an alternate head, it still wouldn't stretch the contents of this particular figure, would it, either? Now, again, he has got a side piece as well, hasn't he? He's got like a molded pistol as well, so you could definitely have a pistol that comes with him in there too. And I just think this would be phenomenal in classified style, like the angles, the details, the armor, just all, everything about this one is a really fun, really cool version of Cobra Commander that I'm actually surprised we haven't even had glimpses of in any fashion since the 25th, I think. Literally the 25th. Was it? Did it come out? I don't think we've had a Battle Armor Cobra Commander after that, have we? Not that I can remember, anyway. Anywho. Yeah, so that for me would be an absolute bang-on winner. And you also have, as they love to do, you also have the option for a Crimson version, don't you? Because he got the Crimson... He definitely got the Crimson treatment in like the 2000s, I want to say, or the late 90s, with the multi-packs. And that would go very nicely with the rest of the Crimson crew. Crimson crew! Elite selling crew! If you don't know what that is, then I can't help you. There's a TV show in the UK called Phone Shop, or The Phone Shop. It was hilarious. It's about a high street mobile phone retailer. And it just had the best cast ever, and it's so funny. It only did like three seasons, and they're all really short. They're all like six episodes or something ridiculous. But I recently watched it all very recently, and it is so funny. If you're from the UK, you probably know what I'm talking about. If you're not, you have no idea what I'm going on about. But it is one of my favorite shows of all time. So funny. The all blue 97 deco is a good shout as well, Jeremy. Yeah, and Scott said 788 That's another good shout as well. You could definitely do like a black and red, couldn't you, as well? Like a crimson one, 788, all blue, Python Patrol you could do. I mean, this one, I think we'd get more legs out of it. It would definitely have a lot of repaints, wouldn't it? Sorry, I spilled a bit of tea down my beard earlier when I was drinking out of it, and I've just noticed that it's there and it's really bugging me now. Anyway, that's when you have a beard, you just collect things over a period of the day. Only to realize that it's still on your face. So lots of really cool aspects to this one, basically. And I would be 100% for this one. The Red Range Viper heads on those like ceremonial sort of like troops, weren't they, with that because they were all red, but it was like a procession pack or something, wasn't it? They were like, it was like a ceremonial kind of situation with flags and all sorts of stuff in it. Anyway, Cobra Commander is my number four. Now, number three, we are going to get into, and I say Cobra Commander, but that's what all the packaging would say. But then you remove the helmet and it's a blonde haired Fred in underneath. I think that'd be so good. You could do that Cobra Commander head with the tash and the ponytail as well. You could have those as alternate heads for him, because he has been seen like on the comic, in actual fact. He put it on, didn't he, when he was in that kind of like that with that head. So before he was shot up, but didn't die. Anyway, no one dies in comics. We should know that by now. So I'm not getting wow. Oh my God. Hopefully, I'm not going to spoil anything now. I'm still going to say this, but the new Cobra Commander issue dropped today, and it is so good. That series has been crazy pants. Skybound, I am very pleased with you right now. Like, very pleased with this whole Energon universe, with the Real American Hero continuity kind of like just revitalized. It's just so much great stuff going on in the Joe comics at the moment, and I am here for it. And peripherally with Transformers and Void Rivals as well. I'm like really into those as well. Like, read them every single friggin' time they're out. Okay, that's Cobra Commander slash Fred Seven, right? Let's move on to my number three, which is, can anyone guess it? Can I guess it? Yes, I can. This is gonna be the monkey wrench option. You guys ready? It's not monkey wrench. It's Ninja Force Zartan. Yes, that's where I'm going. That is where I'm going. Number three, Ninja Force Zartan. So, I know. I think everyone thought Zanzibar. Everyone thought, well, Jeremy thought Monkey Wrench, I think, which is weird. But actually, Monkey Wrench, I mean, I'd love to have all of those figures in the. I mean, there are. It'd be different. It'd be dip harder to name one I don't want in the classified series. Derek says this looks awful. How very dare you? How very dare you? I would be all over this. And I'm showing you this version, but I have this in mind. Yes, this is what I have in mind for Classified. A more subdued, more kind of chilled out vibe, in terms of the deco. And guess what? This is the figure vehicle section. Hell yeah. So we've had. What have we had so far? Targat was going to be a troop builder two pack or three pack, depending if you wanted to throw in the commander repaint. Cobra Commander is going to be standard retail. This Ninja Force Zartan is going to be figure vehicle, right? And this is going to give us our first motorcycle or trike, tricycle, or whatever. I don't know, whatever you want. I want the orange mohawk. The orange eye makeup. I want the blooming crazy vest. I kind of want them to get more details from the card art and this figure, though. Taken over on, especially on the vest, on the black vest with the hood at the collar up as well. I want all that kind of taken into consideration more so than the club managed to do, because obviously they were limited with parts use. I not gonna they obviously they probably could have done some new tooling there on the secondary, but. I would suggest that, something that has got more details from the original, but looks more like this in terms of the deco. Because I could imagine them doing I imagine them doing the colors more subdued, genuinely. So I'd love that. Obviously, a compound bow, we've got plenty in the line. And the motorcycle. And I don't think he'd, would he need a lot more? I mean, obviously he came with, I mean, you could give him similar amounts of weapons that he came with the sprue, especially with the little, like the knives that go in the kind of the thigh kind of slots, but I would definitely make that a little bit more practical. They just gave him like one knife strap on the, you know, one knife of a standard kind of sheath on the left thigh on the club version, but I'd like to see them do something quite interesting, maybe like two knives but on the side rather than the front, so like maybe like angled sheaths, so they were kind of like pointing, you know, going top to bottom sort of thing, going down a little bit. And I've got to admit, I really like this card art for how ugly he is. He looks like a bulldog chewing a wasp. He's actually up there with Road Pig's ugly butt as Road Pig's which art is it, the Sonic Fighters one, isn't it? My goodness, that is ugly as well. They were not holding back on the fugliness on some of these kind of faces, which is funny I say that because they did model them on some of the employees a lot of the time. I'm 100% in on Ninja Force Artan, but I'm expecting something more like this. And obviously this is where I'm getting the figure vehicle vibe. Now, it doesn't have to be the motorcycle in the same vein. Obviously they could do something more chopper like, or they could do something, you know, crazy and give him like the Dreadnought cycle, which is like it's like multiplayer, that one, but it's massive. Storm Rider as well. Yeah. Storm Rider is one you could kind of release later on to come with this particular motorcycle. So anyway, I'm telling you now, I want Ninja Force Artan because I think he's awesome. And it's such a cool, like, redesign and just everything about Zartan. I love the fact he's got that orange mohawk as well. And I prefer that amount of mohawk. Make him proper 80s rather than subduing the mohawk. I don't mind subduing the color, but don't subdue the height of the mo, thank you very much. Anyway, I always like the fact they had that little tuft that stuck out the front on the figure, like on the card art, it's like a thick, like unbroken block of hair, but on the figure there's like this little kind of like cut and a little bit that sticks out the front like a little tuft, which I always find quite funny. Yeah, the club version is a faux hawk, isn't it, Ed? Yeah, absolutely. Right, so that is number three, and that is a figure vehicle, and that is Ninja Force Zartan with a motorcycle of some descriptionarium. Right, now we move into the top, the heavy hitters, the main, the elite selling crew. Yes, we've got at number two, we have got, can you guess who it's going to be, actually? Let's get some guesses in before I reveal it. I'll give you a few clues. Related to a theme that has finally been revealed by the Classified series. Featured in one of the best scenes in animated history. It's not Jungle Viper. How can it be that, Derek? We have one already. Yes, Ed's got it. It is Pythona. So this is where I'm going to put the deluxe like category. This I'm putting her in like a convention exclusive category, actually, but she's going to be like deluxe because she's going to come with some amazing things. Now, Pythona, we finally got a 4-inch figure of her, obviously by the club, thank you very much, there it is, member incentive as well. Really solid figure, wonderful sculpt, brilliant kind of like use of kind of, you know, existing elements, and some great new stuff as well. And with this, I think the Classified series is going to elevate her to another level, basically. I can just imagine how glorious that head sculpt's going to be. The hair piece that would have to kind of, I would have to say, be removable, like the 4-inch figure, so that you could get the cape over the head. Does it have to be a soft good? I don't think it needs, well, yeah, I would suggest they do soft goods because they have done soft goods now. And but like get it right. Do you know what I mean? Like get like the cut, the hang, all that kind of stuff, the kind of stuff right. Because the Pythona needs to be done next level. And I think you could do that in a con exclusive set. You could really go to town on some of the elements of her, you know, gear. And of course, the cape would be one of those things where you'd have to put a lot into it. There are a lot of like different like cuts and angles. It's not just a cape that just goes on her. Like you look at the card art, you know, the way it kind of sits on her over her arms and just kind of drapes down. I'd want that more so than the 4-inch. I mean, the 4-inch figures soft good is cool, but it's definitely something that can be improved on at a 6-inch scale. You know, I need to see that. I need to see alternate hands for her because yes, she'll have normal hands, but then also I think both hands have to have the long nails kind of versions as well, like the extended nails. Even if it's just one, like maybe the right hand, the one that she actually uses when she infiltrates. I feel like she has both though, because she's trying to get Jinx with at one point in the end, isn't she? And she's got both, and both of her fingers are dripping. It is really gross, isn't it, when you think about it? So yeah, I'm Deco as well. Oh, and you could incorporate onto the actual body, because I think this would need all new tooling as well. I think we would need to see something from the ground up brand new, because I think you could incorporate the deco into molded elements on her torso and body and legs and arms, right? I think that's what they need to do. I think they need to incorporate those kind of shapes and stuff as little textured pieces that then get deco applied to them, because I think that would be so phenomenal. And yeah, you could have it so that she has, maybe you'd have like a soft goods cape, but then you'd have that kind of like neck piece or up hood as a solid piece, maybe. So, you know, like how we have with Storm Shadow, and we have the hood up and the hood down, like Snow Job as well, hood up, hood down options. But then that kind of like connects maybe to a cape. I think that would be really cool. Anything like that, really. I'd like to see them go a little bit further and really nail that kind of look. Especially when you look at the card art, and then you look at like the actual movie, the way you see her, the way she's portrayed in the film, and how the design and everything, how it all works, the cape and everything looks really big and bulky. And also when she's running, it just flays out as well. Like I really want to see them. I really want to see those fingers. I want to see those cheeky fingers, but I really want to see them go to town on that. Now, the other aspect of the deluxe figure that you've got here. Now we've talked about the alternate hands. We talked about the cape. We talked about like a brand new figure with textured detailing that incorporates the deco as well. We talked about the head sculpt being on point with the makeup and the earrings and the removable hairpiece, the up hood, the down hood, and the cape, all that stuff. We talked about all of that. Now let's talk about what she would come with as accessories. Now, I would have to 100%. Just have everything she comes with in that opening infiltration segment. We're talking four-headed electricity snake. We're talking pufferfish grenades. We're talking tapeworm clamshell. We're talking squidgy face hugger. Squidgy face hugger that excretes some sort of gas that knocks everyone out. And a open clamshell with a little mini BET in it, like holographic. I would love all of those little things incorporated. Kind of steer away from the same thing we've had since Globulus, Royal Guard, and Nemesis Immortal or Enforcer came with, or Nemesis Enforcer came with that. What people think of the alternate aspect for his wings, which we think is not the case. We think it was always going to be, you know, like, well, we actually, I think Pat came up with a really good idea where he thought that thing that you're seeing there, which was a, you know, a retooled version of Nemesis and Enforcer's kind of like alternate wing backpack. We thought that might have been something that you put on G.I. Joe figures, and then they would have like metal in, like, you know, kind of like malleable arms that would wrap around the figure to make it like a, you know, like a thing to keep them all trapped. That's what we think the reason for that inclusion was, not as an alternate backpack for Nemesis Enforcer. Anyway, that said, I would love to see loads of those elements brought into this Python, and all of those different kind of like crazy, weird, you know, out there accessories. And you could stack her with them as well. And you've got so many, you know, to really go to town with. And that would be plenty for me. As long as that, you know, like make sure the packaging, obviously the packaging would be the thing that she turns up in, that kind of giant eyeball, the eyeball on a giant eyeball thing, stem with an eyeball on it. And then that giant like eye that then melts around her. You could have that as the, you know, you open the packaging and it reveals Pythona inside with all of those, you know, accessories and stuff. I think it would be phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Lenticular BET for the clam would be fun, James. Yeah, or just maybe like a couple of clams that you could put stuff in, and like one of the little things you could put in the clam would be you know, a BET, and the other thing would be that little kind of tape worm that she kind of has flying out at the end of it and wrapping up the Crimson Guard or what have you. Anyway, yeah, this particular want and classified would be a con exclusive. So we're looking probably SDCC for this one, or even PulseCon, or maybe some sort of, you know, maybe there could be another one that could be PulseCon and she could be SDCC that linked together somehow, you know, like Royal Guards or something. That would be wicked. Or I'm trying to think of other Globulus. Globulus could be SDCC and she could be PulseCon. I think that would be phenomenal, actually, as a 1-2 punch combination. Yeah, so there you go. That is number two. You might be wondering then, Chris, what could number one be? If you know me, then you'll know what's coming next. I'm going to give you one massive big clue for number one. And if you don't get it straight away, Ryan's already got it. Yes, we're going figure pet territory, guys. It's the Hydro Viper. Yes, the demon of the deep, the craziest. I mean, this was crazy on every level, but I love it so much. This is one where, yes, the artwork again. This is Al Norum. Again, like I love Al Norum's work. In fact, there are not many G.I. Joe artists I'm not a fan of, but like card artists. But when it comes to the vintage era, you can just tell that the stylistic differences. Not saying one's better than the other, but you definitely see like Garrido's style, you see Doug Hart's style, and you definitely see Al Norum's style. And there's a real eerie damn vibe with this one. I've seen the original artwork in a case at HasCon many moons ago. Was that 2017? Damn, son. That's a long time ago. But yeah, I remember seeing that artwork for, you know, up close and personal. Took pictures of it as well. But my God, it was gorgeous seeing up close and personal, behind glass, but still, it was amazing. And just seeing the intricate detail in it, like, you know, the Devil Ray and all of its like detail and everything, but then the fact that he's got that phase going on, like over the feet and over the flippers and kind of over some of the legs, to kind of give you that kind of like you're underwater kind of vibe, without like, you know, without really kind of taking away from the artwork. You've just kind of created that by doing that almost depth perception sort of thing, and obviously the little bubbles as well, kind of protruding out of his helmet, and of course and just kind of floating around him in general. It's just one of the most beautiful pieces of artwork I've ever seen. And this is one that, yeah, I actually got this in the UK. I got it on it would have been Action Force International Heroes card, I want to say. I'll just double check that. I think it was. I don't think it was G.I. Joe the Action Force at that point. In any case, this was one of my all-time favorite troop builders, animal companion figures. It's definitely my favorite underwater figure, or kind of operations. And like the deco, There's a real, and again, like the helmets are like very different. There's a very clear difference. Almost like the card art has gone with this, he's a mutant. And the figure is like, actually, no, he's not. He's just got a helmet on. But there's definitely that kind of like vibe with this one. It's almost like, I think the way I take this artwork, it's like, this is how the Joes visualize the Hydro Vipers. They're scared of them. They strike fear in their underwater operations and that kind of stuff because of their what they look like underwater and everything. But at the same time, you know, this isn't probably, it might be an exaggerated artist impression by one of the Joes, if you get what I'm saying. Now, I think it would have been, no, it wasn't then. It must have been 89. Yeah, 89, Action Force International Heroes card. Yeah, absolutely. Well, just Action Force Cobra the Enemy card, because it wasn't, didn't have International Heroes when it was a Cobra figure. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That era. 89, and just to, you know, just so you can see the exact style I was picking up and looking at, it was, there's the Action Force card, and still the beautiful artwork though. Just has Hydro Viper written on there though. On the US one, it's like Hydro Viper, Demon of the Deep, and then like the specialty and everything, like Cobra Underwater Elite Trooper. It's like, my god, how much text do you need to get on the front of the card? Like, you've kind of just basically negated the fact he's got a file card, which also was phenomenal. Let's not get twisted. That file card has some crazy stuff going on in it, and very Dr. Mindbender-esque sort of experiments. And that kind of ties into the whole Serpentor narrative with Classified. So this is definitely something that they could do and it not feel, you know, weird or creepy or whatever. But like, it was just, I just loved it, every second of it. Everyone's qualified eels, aren't they, basically? Volunteer to be surgically altered to withstand nitrogen narcosis and other side effects of deep diving. Synthetic webs are implanted between their fingers and subcutaneous fat production. And subcutaneous fat production is stimulated by chemical injections to provide natural insulation. Amazing element. Like, the detail for that is ridiculous. The long-term effects of these procedures is known to be psychologically destabilizing. So not only are they experimenting on these guys, but they're making them completely and utterly mental by doing so. And just crazy. And then the comment at the end is, I'm sorry, those guys just aren't human anymore. They have a handshake like a dead mackerel and they leave damp spots all over the furniture. I realize that they are virtually unbeatable in underwater combat, but so is a great white shark. And I'll bet the shark is friendlier. I love it. Absolutely love it. So this was, again, this period of Joe collecting as well was so good. The movie was around that time as well, wasn't it? Because we had like Falcon and Blimmin' Law and Order and all those, Jinx. Oh, so good. Dress Blues, Gung Ho, Crazy Legs. Sorry, my era anyway, like not a lot of you. You guys already had those figures by 89, didn't you? Definitely. But like Road Pig and Tunnel Rat and Blizzard and Mainframe and Dialtone and Crocmaster and so many great figures. Oh my God. Anyway. Yeah, so for Classified, and again, there's even more stuff I haven't even mentioned yet, but you've got the kind of crazy lightning dagger. You've got the harpoon gun. You've got the like the dragon feet flippers, and you've got that helmet, Predator-esque helmet with the pipes. Even used to use this as the Predator as well when I used to play Predator with my figures. And I don't mean like that kind of Predator. I mean the movie Predator. But like, you know, you take the helmet off sort of thing from the film, like same way, like tss, tss, and then like, I used to do that all the time. And of course the backpack, which is like, you know, oxygen tank, just straight up oxygen tanks with a little gauge on it and everything. Very cool. So yeah, they could do some phenomenal stuff with this. And then what I would suggest with the Devil Ray is to make it big, make it like one of the big, like, you know, cause there's a world record one that was caught, which was gigantic. I want to say Devil Ray. And it is specifically a Devil Ray as well. That is mentioned in the on the side blurb on his front of the file card next to the bubble. I think a lot of people think it's a manta ray or a stingray, but it is 100% a devil ray by name. Devil ray size. The giant devil ray is large marine vertebrate and can reach up to 5.2 meters. 5.2 meters is feckin' huge. 5.2 meters? The Atlantic devil ray is smaller, growing only to about 48 inches wide. Well, yeah, like that's fair enough. At maturity, the giant devil ray will measure out on at an average of 6 to 9 feet wide, but can continue to grow to a max of 17 feet. All right, so you don't have to make it 17 feet, but you can make it a size legitimately big enough for a figure pet set, can't you? Do you know what I mean? Like, and I think that would be so good. And you can make it big and you can make it kind of articulated, or you can make it nice and floppy and wibbly, or you could do like a Fiona's tail sort of vibe and incorporate some kind of like flexible material, but with some, you know, some kind of metal bits inside or whatever, some sort of structure inside to make it kind of flex and hold. I think this could be great. Now you could do it so he comes with multiple devil rays, or you could do like one big one and maybe a couple of baby ones or something. That'd be kind of freaking amazing, actually, wouldn't it? A big one with two little ones. Oh, that would be sick, bruv. I'd be all over that. 5.2 meters. 5.2 meters. That is stupid massive. Imagine bumping into that underwater. It's game over at that point, isn't it? Anyway. Yeah. Better the devil you know. Anyway, Hydro Viper and the Devil Ray would be my all-time number one. Sky Patrol Hydro Viper. I like that, Jeffrey. Just to chrome it up. Toy Bounty Hunter says, calling it now, Hydro Viper will be included with a vehicle, the Giant Devil Ray. That actually would work, wouldn't it? Oh my God, a Devil Ray big enough to be used as a glider for Hydro Viper, says Liquid Identity 101. Sorry, I just forced food into me before I did this, and now it's catching up to me. Figure a way for the little ones to attach to the Hydro Viper, Scott. That would be so adorable, wouldn't it? What's a meter? We use proper feet here in the US, brother. Jedi Ben, I think they said it's like maximum of 17 feet for a giant devil ray. I think that's about 5.2 meters. I'll just double check. 17 feet in meters. Yeah, almost exactly. 5.182, so 5.2. So yeah, they were right. 5.2 feet, 17 feet, 5.2 meters. Almost on the money. And a meter is about 3 feet. 1 meter equals 3 feet. 3, 6. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So 5, 3, 6, 9, 12 over 15. Yeah, roughly. A little bit bigger than that. 3.3, as Scott said, yeah. Are you just joking, Jedi Ben? It's good to get the right numbers, though. I agree. The funny thing is, we learn like all the measurements in school, which doesn't help because I can never understand. I can never know what anything really truly is. Do you know what I mean? Like we did everything. We did feet, meters, blooming inches, centimeters, millimeters, all sorts of literally all of them. And you can choose what you want to actually, you know, use. It's ridiculous, and you end up sort of like not really knowing anything by any size. Same kind of thing with when I'm having to constantly work out what Celsius and Fahrenheit and going back and forth with that, because obviously you have to explain to the folks what the temperature is in the US. Then you have to explain to people in, you know, in like it's just hilarious. So yeah. How many stone does Chris weigh? Plenty, Jeremy. Lots. Chris, could you go over the characters that have pets sometime? Yeah. Maybe we could. We kind of did a monthly where we picked our figure pet most wanteds. But yeah, in terms of all of them, that's going to be a hell of an episode, isn't it? Where would the Desert Scorpion rank? Pretty high. That's a freaking ridiculous thing, isn't it? Because I would also accept, you know, like the metal shark that comes with the Eels version 2 as an animal companion, because I'm an idiot. Britain is crazy. Gas by the liter, distance by the mile. And yet we still know, like, that's the other thing as well. Like, we do Ks for running, and I do miles when I'm driving anywhere. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous having to know every single measurement in the universe. And that's the thing. I'd never know what anything is in terms of size. I just don't, because all of these numbers are just floating around and it doesn't mean anything anymore. Now it's just, it's that big in front of me right there, Kitty said. Now, and that's why we won the revolution, says Jedi Ben. Okay, yes, that is probably why. So yeah, Hydra Viper, Figure Pet, that is my number one. I cannot, that's the one that I am pinning all my hopes on for the classified series for Cobra. Now, what else? I mean, there's not really much else to kind of go into there, I don't think. We've covered pretty much everything. The detail on that figure is going to be great. And actually, I will cover one more thing. In terms of deco, get it closer to the card art, and I think you're laughing, because it's almost like a black vest that they wear. There's even a prototype or like a paint master or whatever in a catalogue that has a black vest of the Hydra Viper. That wasn't, you know, just that all purple when it finally came out. So I think a black vest would be really sexy, with the red pipe, the yellow pockets, and then the rest of it kind of that kind of dark purple color with the red for the wrist gauntlets, the helmet, and the flippers. Oh, it'd be so good. And the belt. Oh, it'd be so good. What number am I on, Hydrus? We're on number one, buddy. Perfect for you. Good timing. You turn up just as I get to Hydra Viper. We're at number one. Sorry, mate. We've done all the five now. We're an hour in. The red fins, 100% keep the red fins. Yes, yes. Those fins need to be like dragon's feet as well. I love them. Totally do the card art for the deco. Berries absolutely buzz, says Chris. Yep, agreed. Ionic Blood 666 says Paul Harding will sculpt a banger with this figure. He really would. Yeah, I love Paul's work. In fact, I love all the sculptors on the Classified series are absolutely ridiculously talented. Yeah. So anyway, Hydro Viper Numero Uno. There you go. Right, now it's your turn. In the comments, I want your top fives, please and thank you. Who are your top fives for Cobra? And then I'll rinse through them like I did yesterday with the Joes, and we'll start to see what kind of figures you guys want. I'm expecting lots of Night Vipers, a bit of Heat Viperage. I'm expecting those to come up every now and again. Post Trout, Destro Iron Grenadiers. I like it. That's a good figure vehicle as well. Golobulus, Hydro Viper, Lieutenant Claymore, and Tombstone. Interesting. And I like the fact you've added a couple of like later newer characters into that vibe as well. That's always really cool to see those characters getting love again. Jay De Bruin says my top five are Cobra Air Trooper 25th. Interesting. I like that idea though. Cobra Bazooka Trooper 25th. Yep. Ice Viper from the Cobra Wolf. Oh, Cobra Wolf then, please, Jay. IG Destro and Battle Armor Cobra Commander. Nice. I like that. IG Destro is definitely up there for me as well, and definitely as a figure vehicle with the Despoiler. Locked and Loaded, Monkey Wrench, AVAC, Zanzibar, Voltar, Wild Weasel, says Liquid Identity. Monkey Wrench and Zanzibar, I love your mind where it's going with the Dreadnoughts there. But then also AVAC's a good shout, because the Firebat's doable, isn't it? Let's face it. Voltar's great as a figure animal companion. And Wild Weasel, you kind of hope we're going to get Wild Weasel with a Rattler, though. Because I do think, like, there seems to be too much smoke without fire going on there, with everyone talking about that being the upcoming HasLab. I don't have any information about that yet, but I wouldn't be surprised, is all I'm saying on that one. Ryan, Wild Weasel, Stinger Driver, Lamprey, Hoodie Cobra Commander, Retro Cobra Trooper. Interesting. Interesting. Because I'd want the, again, you get the Lamprey, I want the Bloomin' Moray, please. Get the Stinger Driver, I want the Stinger. Get Wild Weasel, I want the Rattler. But yeah, some interesting shots there, definitely. Crystal Ball, Cesspool, Overkill, Headman, Gristle, says Mr. Popinski. I love that five. Cesspool, Crystal Ball, yes, yes. Overkill, Headman, Gristle, all good shouts. Slice, Dice, Cesspool, Blackout, and Munisha. Good shouts, Ed, again. Like a few little curveballs there with Blackout and Munisha. I like that too. Did you also want the other stalls from the, on the Joe side? Did you want, was it Bomb Strike and Barrel Roll as well? Hydrus, Wild Weasel, Strato Viper. Any others, Hydrus? I'll wait. Arnic Blood 666 says Scoop. Interesting. You've kind of mixed it up with Joes. We're just doing Cobras. Give us your five Joes and your five Cobras, and I'll read them out. Flaming Crow says Zanzibar, Night Viper, Hydro Viper, Voltar, and Crystal Ball. All good shouts. We've heard a lot of those already. Hydro Viper, Night Viper, Overkill, Voltar, Sonic Fighters, Viper, says Scott. Love that deco. Yes, that Sonic Fighter Viper is a really sweet deco. I'm surprised it hasn't been done as some sort of commander, but we did kind of get that one that was the actual, that was, yeah, the Viper officer, didn't we? But yeah, the Sonic Fighters deco would be great. Chris says Hydro Viper, Desert Scorpions, Wild Weasel, Undertow, Night Viper. Undertow's a good shout. It looks like you like your underwater troopers there as well. Wilfredo says Desert Scorpion, Jungle Viper, Sand Viper, Battle Armor Cobra Commander, and Darklon. Desert Scorpion, again, another shout for Desert Scorpion. Jungle Viper, I like that as well. I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but I was having this conversation with Pat the other day. I kind of feel like Jungle Viper was a Pursuit of Cobra version of the Night Viper. But Pat sees them as two different figures. I see one as like the 4-inch version of the original Night Viper, weirdly enough. And I know we did get a Night Viper as well, so that kind of like does separate them. But I always thought that it was just a Night Viper with cool extra bits, or more specifically just given jungle missions. Sand Viper, interesting. Battle Armor Cobra Commander, of course, and Darklon. Yeah, I like those. Good shouts. Paisano, Retro Cobra Commander, Hooded Retro Cobra Commander, Battle Armor Cobra Commander, Pythona. Lots of Cobra Commanders in there for you, Paisano. Loston, Wild Weasel, Strato Viper, Zanzibar, Monkey Wrench, Retro Mindbender, because I missed out on the deluxe one. Nice. All possibilities, I think, honestly. More Iron Grenadiers, please, says GL. Annihilator and Targat in a Sky Attack 2-pack would be cool. I like that. Jeremy says Crimson Guard Immortal, Night Viper, Fast Blast Viper, aka Heat Viper Redeco, Monkey Wrench, and Zanya. I like it. Zanya! I didn't know it was you. Chris G says Headman, Bubbers, Monkey Wrench, Thrasher, and Zanzibar. I like it. Jason Todd says Night Viper, Wraith, Desert Scorpion, Hazard, Viper, Hazard, Hazard Viper, and Zombie Viper. I'm thinking of Eden Hazard, the ex-Chelsea striker. I don't know why my brain went there. Good shouts, though, Jason. Obviously, Wraith is a really good drop there, actually, especially if they did like a transparent version as well. Or like, yeah, like a, yeah, because they did that with the 25th, didn't they? Stalls for all. Absolutely. Oh, so all of the stalls, yeah. So Zed. Shock Trooper for me, Celestial Toymaker. I haven't seen the Shock Trooper for a while. Lightfoot says Undertow, Annihilator, Targat, Darklon, Monkey Wrench, Night Viper, Heart Wrencher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You give me 7. That's fine. That's your top 7. I like it. Toy Bounty Hunter, Night Viper, Hydro Viper, Monkey Wrench, Laser Viper, Desert Scorpion, Laser Viper. I've got another one in there, finally. Para Viper, Guillotine, Night Viper, Hydro Viper, and Iron Anvils, says Darren. Good shouts on Para Viper's a good shout. I like that as well. Guillotine as well. By the way, if you didn't know, the club release FSS Guillotine figure has my eyes because Adam Richards did the card art and he asked me to pose for it, get my eyes in the right position, pull a like a mean face, angry face, and then he used my eyes and in the artwork. So I am in the guillotine artwork. Don Snyder says, Scarface, Wild Weasel, Night Viper, Night Viper, Night Viper. Genius. Paisano only did four. He's adding a fifth, Retro Major Blood. Do you remember that he was supposed to be in the Retro series as well, and he didn't? He never ended up getting added. Like, it was supposed to be him and Snake Eyes to finish it off, and then they changed tack, and it became Crimson Guard again. I think because they wanted to, like, finish with a bang, even though a few weeks later we'd be told again that they were doing the Retro series again. Night Viper, Hydra Viper, Rock Viper, Saw Viper, Interrogator, Redfin 01, Rock Viper is a great shout. And Rock Viper, Night Viper, and Heat Viper were the ones that actually came very close to this top five. Iron Grenadier's Destro is another one that came very close to this top five. And Cesspool's another one that a lot of people are talking about in the comments and stuff. Strato Viper, Worms, AVAC, Thresher, and Battle Armor CC says Jeffrey. Good shouts again. Worms, I like it. We've had a couple for Strato Viper as well now, and for AVAC. Thrasher's a first as well, so that's cool to see. Thunder Machine as well, hopefully. Zombie KLR13, Zombie Viper, Toxo Viper, Cesspool, Shock Trooper, Toxo Zombie. I'm sensing a theme there, Zombie KLR13, but I'm with you on it. I think it's a great, that is a great five. I like it a lot. Okay, Bruce Robinson, Wild Weasel, Scar, Cobra Trooper. Yeah, IDW Crake, Cobra Commander, IDW Chameleon, and Hooded Cobra Commander. Good shouts there, Bruce. I like a lot of those, definitely. I like seeing stuff that we haven't seen constantly. Obviously, it's a good idea to get. I like seeing all of it because we get an idea of what most people are asking for. But at the same time, I do like the fact that we get these little ones dropped in there that I just wouldn't have given a second thought to. But when it's mentioned, I'm like, oh, that would be so dope. Crake would be so good. Chameleon would be really cool to do as well. Loston says Retro Major Blood would be great to have. Yes, he would. Data Viper, Cheeseburger, definitely. Here we go, says Stygian. Night Viper, Cesspool, Voltar, Hydro Viper, Thresher, good shouts, definitely. Ionic Blood 666, Annihilator, Headhunters, Strato Viper, Motor Viper, Wild Weasel. Again, some good shouts again there. Well, not about that. Not about HasLab Jedi Ben. None at all. Like, nothing. Like, I'm literally just going on what the vibe of the fandom is with that. I'll tell you if I know stuff. Like, if on that list before, when we get to the lists, I'll tell you if I know something or not. But in that case, not a sausage. Hydro Viper feels like an absolute must-have. He really does. Darklon with a Vader, says Crimson Cobra Commander. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see the vehicle, but I don't know how popular it would be. That might be one where you'd look at it and go, really? But I would like to have it. Darklon would need to go to the doctor because he would be sick. I like it, Stygian. Frank Castle 1973 says Scarface, Wild Weasel, Night Viper, Night Viper, Night Viper. There's a few of those. I like the fact that Night Viper's coming up a lot. IG Destro, Armor Coco, Hydra Viper, Strato Viper, Thrasher, says Derek. Headman says Crimson Cobra Commander. Jarhead says Laser Viper. Stygian says Chris coughed twice for Hydra Viper in 2024. No clue, mate. Actually, I can tell you we're not getting Hydra Viper in 2024. Not a chance. That doesn't mean to say we're not going to get it in 2025, because there's a lot we don't know in 2025. But we know most of what's happening in 2024, and I can't see, if they are going to do Hydra Viper, where that would fit at the moment. So I can't confirm yes or no, but I can tell you probably not 2024. But maybe 2025, maybe, fingers crossed. Laser Viper would be great in Classified, says Scotty Wood. Astro Viper would be great, James. Yes. Belly Dancer Director Destro. I like that sound. I like the sound of that, Austin. Thrasher with Thunder Machine must do these. They must do, Stygian. They must do. When they do Rock Viper, would rather have the modern era version than the vintage, or at least give us two head sculpts like Night Creeper. Yes, Toy Bounty Hunter, I agree. I'd like to have a Rock Viper, not necessarily with a Tash, but it's cool to have a Tash as well. Give me a couple of different heads on the Rock Viper, please. Dreadnought Bat, yes, that would be cool, Stygian. Did anyone say Cobra Commander version 4? No, Jeffrey, I'm pretty sure you're safe on that one. Right, I think that's everything now. Some people bought the Tiger Paw just for Wreckage and some just for the Paw, so it could be people who would buy the Evader just for Darklon and vice versa. Totally, Scott, actually. Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point. Cold Slither and Tombstone, says Andy. There's a great shout. Great shout, actually. What a quick top five to just say Cold Slither, because that is just four of them, and then Tombstone. Yeah, perfect. Love it. Is Tombstone their roadie? And finally, Crimson Cobra Commander says Headman, Darklon with Evader, Hydra Viper, Night Viper, and Python Patrol Major Blood. I like your thinking. Okay, some good shouts there, and we've got a lot of different cool variations of things, but we also got a lot of the same coming up. Night Viper seems pretty common in the conversation. Major Blood's come up a lot as well, which is weird. But like a more retro one or Python Patrol one. Laser Viper popped up, Saw Viper popped up. I mean, lots of votes for Wild Weasel, for vehicle drivers as well, interestingly enough. Scarface came up a few times. Annihilators came up a lot. A lot of people asking for Cesspool. A lot of people asking for Headhunters. Motor Viper popped up again. That's interesting, isn't it? But then a lot of people want, you know, like, similar things, it would appear. Battle Armor Cobra Commander came up a few times. Hydra Viper came up a lot. Saw Viper came up a few times. Interrogator once, I noticed. Scarface came up a lot, actually. That's really interesting. But yeah, it looks like Night Viper and Hydro Viper seems to be very, very popular. So yeah, it can't be too long, can it, before we see those kind of figures? I'd be surprised anyway. More 788 Fire Team. The Cobra Wolf Driver came up at M price as well. Yeah, the Ice Viper came up a few times now. Why is Major Blood's backpack always a problem? Can't hold the missiles very well. I know. It is literally like Buckaroo putting them in there. It's ridiculous. Loston says, is it weird that I want a bat with a female body? Yeah, probably weird. Depends what you want it for. If you just want it because it's going to be cool and interesting and would, you know, be one of the funniest things to do for a battle android trooper, it would be really cool, actually. I think that'd be kind of fun. That's actually quite fun. I think that's neat because, like, they're kind of supposed to be like human sort of, but just very cheaply built. So I don't see why they couldn't just do like a female version, just cheaply built as well, and have this weird. I mean, it's weird anyway, the bat. It might as well be a female version of it. I'm surprised that has never actually happened, honestly. But yeah, fem bat would be great, wouldn't it? Motor Viper is the stun driver, right? Correct. I'm just wanting boob guns. Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? Just like the drops down and... yeah, exactly. Right, anyway... I kind of want that now more than anything. I want a female bat. I want female bats. It would definitely make the Battle Android Trooper armies very interesting, I think. That'd be so cool. Yeah, anyway, lots of great options there that you guys came up with. Lots of interesting, you know, again, it's interesting doing these because it's not everyone. Like, I know not everyone is watching this, but it is really cool to get a good kind of like slice of, you know, a good all-round range of what people are after in terms of Cobra figures. Obviously there's going to be a lot of Vipers in there because there's a lot of Vipers still left to do, but in terms of like the ones that, you know, like that I've noticed in here, obviously Night Viper's getting some love, and I think, and rightly so, it's a phenomenal figure and it got some really cool versions throughout the years as well. So yeah, And then you could do a Crimson one because we've had it in red and black. So you could definitely do a Crimson Night Viper to go with the Crimson team, which is over here on my little shelf. Hang on. Hang about. you probably can't see it. I'm going to just break everything now, aren't I, moving this around. It's this shelf here. You can see the twins are on there. I've actually got Destro, PDD Destro on there because of his color, really, more than anything else. And he doesn't really go in any of the other kind of like displays because they're all full. But like behind them, you've got the Crimson Guard, Crimson Bat, Crimson Alley Viper, a couple of Crimson Vipers actually and stuff in there too. So there you go. Like you've never seen the Crimson classified figures before. I don't know why I had to show you. Anyway. Yeah, Headman came up a few times. It was quite interesting that. Headman, Gristle, Headhunters. Quite interesting we got those. Cesspool's another, you know, solid one. I think that would be great for them to start doing things like that. Because the detail you can go into on a figure like Cesspool is just crazy. Like the scarring on the face and all that kind of stuff. Just brilliant. Anyway. Anywho, that brings us to the end of this. We're going to do a quick recap of what we know so far, of course, as we always do, starting with the leak listings of 2024. Nothing has changed since yesterday, so not really much to talk about. I'll quickly rinse through it, though. Everything in the green has been is up for pre-order or in hand by now. Is it in hand by now? No, I don't think anything of that's in hand yet. No, of course it isn't. But it's on it. It's coming, but it's pre-order effectively at that stage. Standard retail wave of four in 2024. The next one is Alpine, Iron Grenadier Bat, Iron Grenadiers, and another. Atlas Deluxe is the Nemesis Immortal deluxe figure, just a standard deluxe figure. Highway Pet is Road Pig with his animal companion, not yet revealed and probably won't be until it either gets leaked via images or if it gets leaked the day before they reveal it, whatever. It usually gets leaked, but I won't say anything unless it gets leaked. TNS Buttercup is the Marauder's Sarge, which we've seen leaked images for. MM Scrappy is definitely we don't know, but we have an idea that MM Scrappy, with being a Pulse exclusive, could possibly be the two-pack of Spirit. The Spirit of Tupac, the Tupac of Spirit and Lowlight. It's funny that I almost said the Spirit of Tupac, which is a completely different thing, isn't it? But the Tupac of Spirit and Lowlight. We don't know for sure, but that's basically based on process of elimination. And you might go, well, isn't Whipsnake's Tupac? Isn't that going to be them? No, because the Whipsnakes 2-pack, we have been told specifically, is a Troop Builder 2-pack. So we don't know any other information other than that. Frankenstone Deluxe is Raptor, SDCC. MM Daphne Deluxe is the PulseCon exclusive Starduster. And then we've got Fred DLX, not a sausage still. Absolutely not a sausage, what that is. Haven't got a clue. Fred could be on the nose. It could be some sort of Fred set. It could be Cobra Commander, Battle Armor. I don't know. Just haven't got a clue about that one. And it drives me mad not knowing. Like I said, Whipsnakes 2-pack is a Troop Builder 2-pack, not a character 2-pack, as the difference would be there. HB Zorak is a Walmart exclusive. And I can reveal one other thing about it. Now, there's HB Zorak, as I said, is a Walmart exclusive, and I can reveal that it is a two-pack, okay? It is a two-pack, and that is all I can say about it. So I will... today I'm giving you an extra bone, all right? An HB Zorak is a two-pack, but I can't say any more than that, other than it's a Walmart exclusive. I can't give away anything else, so I'm just telling you now, HB Zorak, Walmart exclusive, 2-pack. Okay? That's all I can say. And it is not... We can say that it's not Low Light and Spirit. We know that for a fact. Because we know what it is and we can't say. HB Blossom VEH, not a clue. The only thing we can think of is it could be the Stinger. And again, it's really just speculative guesswork based on it being a vehicle, and the way that the ferret and the Tiger Paw kind of played out, and the fact that we got another Ram very recently whittles it down to being another repaint in a short period of time. We don't think it's a brand new scenario, but it might have like some retooling. So like Stinger, I could see that being a possibility. But anyway, so again, other than that, all we know is that it's Amazon or Famazon. So there you go. No, we don't, but like I said, don't know what it is for sure. It's all basic guesswork at this point. Retro Casey, though, we know is Cobra Commander. We've known that for a long period of time. Oki and Azrael, we don't know what they are. Again, we can have educated guesses, but it's not really... we just can't confirm anything yet. So for now, Oki and Azrael are unknown. Rough and Ready are the Action Marine and Action Pilot. You guys already know that was leaked a while back by Angry Collector, was it? No, Jedi Jaybird. My apologies. That was revealed by Jedi Jaybird a number of months ago. So again, we've known about that one for a while too. And there's a little bit more information about those two still to come. So that's 2024. And hey, you did get something out of it. You got the fact that Zorak is a two-pack. So there you go. Right, that's all I can do until we get some blooming names pop out officially, and then we can start tagging them in. But for now, we have to hold fire. Right, next, 2025. This is all we are aware of currently. The standard retail four-figure wave, the first one for 2025, will consist of Xandar, Saw Viper, Leatherneck, and Dialtone. And then the next four-figure wave will consist of Frag Viper, Blowtorch, and two others. And then we have two more in 2025, two more four-figure waves to come. So there's going to be that's a lot of figures. This is already... oh my God, this is getting ridiculous, isn't it? So if we move over to exclusives and miscellaneous... Daria Deluxe, BB Daria Deluxe, we believe is just a standard deluxe figure. And Salvador Pet is just a standard figure and pet set. So as far as we know, those two, the BB designation is kind of like your, you know, normal sort of deluxe, normal, like, you know, like available everywhere deluxe, available everywhere figure and pet. Like every one of those ones we've had recently, like Norgahyde and his boar, like Mutton Junkyard, like in terms of the deluxe, like Snow Job and Snow Serpent and Tripwire, that's what they're just normal standard deluxes and figure and pets. Okay. SP Phillip and GG Hudson, genuinely stumped by that one. We have a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. No, we have a feeling that they could be exclusives like Target or Walmart, but we just don't know. Like it's real. Like at this point, it really is just guesswork, process of elimination, looking at all the other kind of designations. And because we know that TT seems to be Pulse exclusive or Pulse Con, then we kind of can, again, process of elimination makes it like, well, SP and GG have to be something specific. But yes, so TT Sewer Urchin, TT Terror, TT American Made, Arthur Deluxe, Man Cow, Red Scare, Dinosaur Neil, Pulse or Pulse Con. Now, we've got a feeling that Arthur Deluxe is Pulse Con because it's the only deluxe one in there by name. And the rest are probably just all Pulse exclusives standard. So it could be a lot of mini vehicles. It could be a lot of... I mean, it could be two packs. It could be, do you know what I mean? I'm just basing this on precedent, right? You think about what we've had previously. It could be figures with vehicles. It could be multiple figures. It could be, it's just Pulse exclusive stuff, right? Big vehicles, it could be as well. It's a mixture of all those things. So we could be getting a lot of stuff. I mean, we are getting a lot of stuff in 2025. It's already obvious, isn't it? But yeah, that's what we're dealing with at the moment. Hopefully some of this will get, you know, we'll get some of this kind of ticked off eventually. Dinosaur Neil was the newest one that we were revealing on that four episodes ago. I need to remove that yellow bar. I still haven't done it. Legacy is the designation for 60th, because going into 2025, you're not going to have the 60th anniversary. You're going to have some sort of new name for it. So Legacy, I mean, that's the internal code word designation. Not sure if it's going to be called Legacy. It probably will be called Legacy, but that's effectively what the 60th is going to be. And then, of course, we have a crap ton of retro releases. So they'll have three waves of three figures in 2025. I don't think there are going to be any more than that. I think that's all the retro listings we're getting in 2025. I say all, like it's not very many. It's nine figures. That's fairly good. There might be another wave of three. I don't know, though. That might be a bit too much. I think nine retro figures a year is totally cool with me. But there you go. That's everything for the leaked listings. What do we know officially? Well, not this. It's not everything for the listings. I always forget about these. In fact, I think I said to myself I was going to delete this. Obviously forgot, didn't I? But yeah, the selfie series. We just don't know any more information other than the listings that Histank revealed very recently. We don't know. And like I said, we've had these for a long time and we thought it was planned and canned. And when it came up again recently, we were like, interesting. So we don't know really on this one is the long and short of it. We have no clue if this is going to actually happen or not. But my money is on not probably happening, okay? Okay, so what do we actually know officially? This is the official name-only reveals that we're dealing with at the moment. I've been working hard on trying to get Blowtorch all done. It's going to still take a long time getting some of the graphics together. So I probably won't do Blowtorch until Sunday, but that's my aim, is to get him done by Sunday. And then I'll move on to Road Pig, and then once I'm on Cobra Commander. And who knows, we might have some more name-only reveals when I interview the Hasbro team very soon. It's happening. It's not happening now, obviously, but it will be happening sooner rather than later, and I'll be getting that blooming thing edited as soon as friggin' possible, and hopefully we get some kind of extra stuff on there. I'm gonna ask them to see if we can get any updates on the Dragonfly figures. And I'm going to ask if we can get some sort of name-only reveal as well. Doesn't have to. I mean, they can say, go take a running jump off a cliff. That's totally fine. I'm just going to ask the question and see if it's possible anyway, because I think that would be kind of fun. And it would be, I think it would generate a lot of buzz, in this kind of, I wouldn't even call it a lull, because we're still getting lots of news and info, but there is definitely that kind of period of time in between the before four times when you're getting those kind of little drops in kind of information and news and stuff. So with the classified series specifically. So yeah. Okay then. Chris working hard for that Blowtorch. Yes, I am. I will demand Charbroil. Don't worry, Jeremy, I will. IG Bat name only reveal. That would suck if they did that. If they've been paying attention, that would show you that they watch the show for sure. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to see what they give me. If they give me IG Bat, then I know they've been watching, because that's too on the nose. Anyway, they're your name only reveals. And I will be doing Let's Talk Classified Blowtorch on Sunday as the aim. Okay, guys, let's move it on. And again, these are the only digital renders currently for Ripcord, Glenda, and Crazy Legs. I'm going to ask about these figures, and I would like some sort of update on the interview. If they don't do it beforehand, of course, as well. Either or, both, the same, whatever. I just want some updates on these figures, please, including images of these figures, please, because it's driving me... Desperately want to see Crazy Legs and Glenda. Actually, Glenda is definitely buzzing my berries, and of course Nightfall's Ripcord. Of course, I mean they're all great figures. I'm just down. Anyway, unofficial leaks, no changes. We talked about Mad Marauders Tupac and Sarge. We talked about the spirit of Tupac, and yeah. So effectively, we don't know when they're going to be revealed. Yojo June is a good shout, but we don't necessarily have any more information at the moment other than what you guys know, which is the images leaked ages ago. Snowcat and Thunder Machine still in the same position, no real change there. Retro Cobra Commander we've known about for the longest time. I'm so surprised it's taken this long to actually, you know, come to fruition, but it will be very soon, I imagine. IG Bat was our bad, but again, my bad, not ours. It was my fault. I should accept the responsibility. Like, kind of like I'm treating the channel like an LLC or something, aren't I? But yeah, and then of course Heart Wrencher is another one that we're waiting on. But we, you know, you can, yeah, that, I mean, Heart Wrench is coming, don't worry. Right, okay. That's it. I hope you guys have had fun. I'm gonna quickly transition. He says, Elite Selling Crew. Bear with me, I'll be right back. I'm here. So hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you enjoyed the continuation of our celebrating 5K subscribers. I'm genuinely hoping I can do a top 10 in the future. In the not too distant future as well. Where are all you subbers? Let's get on it. Let's go on it. Sub, yo. Comment, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. No, thank you very much, guys. And thanks to all of the super chats tonight. It's been ridiculous. Really appreciate that, guys. And all of the chats in general, all of the interaction, all of your top fives. It's been great to, you know, do this again with you guys so soon after yesterday. Right. I'm going to get off, Kitty said. I will see you guys. Let me think. What have I got planned? Obviously, the weekly on Saturday, Blowtorch on Sunday. Maybe there'll be news tomorrow. I mean, there's been news recently with the whole Wrath of Cobra thing. I'm going to reach out to Kerry now as well and see if we can do something, because I saw there was, you know, a guy playing the game and the demo's out. I want to be involved. I want to get involved. I want to talk to him again. So hopefully we can get another interview with Kerry and maybe get like an actual date that it's getting released. We have a feeling that it was pushed because of multi-platform interest. I've got a feeling that happened because obviously it takes a while to get everything on all the platforms. And I think they were always planning to come out Q1 on Steam and on Nintendo Switch, or PC and Nintendo Switch, right? So because of that, I wonder if they were like, no, we need to make this a big all-platform event because it's got too much traction, too many people are into it. This is going to be a big one. So I genuinely think that that was the reason it's been kind of why I haven't heard anything about it being released again, and why we got a launch trailer very recently. It's like, huh? It's been launched, hasn't it? Anyway, yeah, I think that's definitely something I want to try and chase up with Kerry on. So I'll be reaching out to Kerry in a moment. I'll be reaching out to Emily in a moment, and I'll probably be reaching out to everybody in a moment just to try and get some content for you guys. But this week, I don't know. Maybe we talk Wrath of Cobra tomorrow. Maybe I'll do some deep looks at what we've got so far in the playthroughs and the demos, and I will maybe do an episode on the Wrath of Cobra tomorrow if we haven't got any other news popping on and popping. Okay? Right then. Stay fresh, all of you absolute cheese bags. Thank you so much for all of your comments and everything. Don't forget, if you aren't subscribed, get on YouTube right now and subscribe to us, please, and thank you. Especially those of you with multiple accounts. Just kidding. Right, that's it for now. After three, you know what to do. I got ahead of myself there, didn't I? It's here, though. One, two, three, four. Full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full force.